This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, I'm Jamie Winstone, and this is my greatest night ever.
We've had some goodies.
And I got into the pool first,
because it was a mega party.
We've got my beautiful Princess Julia here.
This is the corner of our little mind, isn't it, Julia?
We have bougie bitches out here.
That's so inspiring.
It's a miracle.
It's so amazing.
Might have been raving to that garage tune in the kitchen.
Yeah, definitely.
Greatest night ever, delivered by Zap.
Oh, we're very excited this week.
So you've got your glad rags on.
I've got my glad rags on. I've got some glasses on.
Yeah.
I've got the old look on. Lippy.
Yeah.
Get the lippy. Because we've got a very, very special guest this week.
A very glamorous.
Oh, ultimate glamour puss. Miss Amanda Lepore.
Miss Amanda Lepore.
Ooh-hoo!
All the way from New York City.
From New York City, baby. And it's obviously, it's going to be a bit different this week, this setup, because, she's obviously via Zoom. It's the time difference. So she's been out working all night, right? Working all night. She finishes at 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's actually 4 o'clock in the morning there. And it's morning for us here. Mm. I'm just really excited to see her in person. Have you met Amanda?
Funny you should ask. I have met Amanda Lepore, actually. Over the years, I've met her.
Oh, God, in your club kid days.
Yeah, she's absolutely adorable.
Oh, she's amazing. I mean, I've met her twice and didn't really have quite the words to put together, because she's so mesmerising and she's such an amazing entity to look at. But she's such a great performer as well. I mean, I'm quite intrigued to see what she's like after a whole night's work.
One thing I must say about Amanda is she is the ultimate professional.
Yeah.
So I reckon she's going to be really quite composed in a way. With Amanda, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, she ain't going to be in a tracksuit, is she? Let's face it.
I wonder if she wears a tracksuit when she's doing
yoga. Oh, no. No, don't. It's sacrilegious to even say it. She's phenomenal. I just cannot wait to see her. And I'm so excited to have her here with us.
What do you think is going to be Amanda Lepore's greatest night ever? Because, I mean, actually, Amanda Lepore seems to be one of those sort of people, much like myself.
Yeah.
But not so much of late. But, you know, we're out quite a lot.
Yeah. You don't mind a night out.
No, don't mind a night out. Like your good self.
Yeah, like my good self. But also, I think it must be difficult for Amanda to decide on one greatest night ever. I get a funny feeling that we're going to get a montage of nights and vibes from her. And you know what? Whatever Amanda Lepore wants, she gets and she gives. So, you know.
And we want it.
We want it. Whatever you've got to give, babe, we want it.
I mean, basically, hanging around Amanda Lepore is being the ultimate glitter queen.
Yeah, it really is, isn't
it? I'm waiting for that tinsel.
We're ticking boxes left, right, and centre. Oh, I think she's here. Oh, my God, quick. Oh, Amanda Lepore, ringing through.
Is she on?
She's on. She's here.
Let me talk to you about our wonderful sponsor, Zap, the convenience delivery app which delivers drinks, snacks, essential groceries, over-the-counter medicines, and much, much more. In minutes, 24/7. It is my absolute go-to whenever I'm in London. Mid-party, when you've run out of chilled champagne or tequila, or just simply want snacks and ice cream for your spontaneous movie night with the kids, Zap has you covered. So whether you're having the greatest night ever or a quiet night in, download Zap today to try for yourself.
So, hi, Amanda. I'm so grateful to have you here. You're mesmerising. We have actually met before on one of my greatest nights ever.
Oh, wow.
We met actually years ago in New York in a club where Amy Phillips had organised. and I went down and Samantha Ronson was DJing. And it was the first time I had seen you. And I don't think I met you. I kind of just stared at you and said, probably just smiled. I was so in awe of you, as I am now. But it was such a great club night, and it was wonderful. And then I recently got to meet you properly, have my photo done with you at the Sink the Pink Ball where you performed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was so fun.
That was such a fun evening. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, there she is. I've got to meet her properly this time. So I was a little bit fangirl, as I am with you. And I've got to say, your performance that evening was just stunning. You're just unbelievable to watch. You're incredible. So thank you so much.
I try to do a good job.
No, you do more than a good job. You smash the back doors off of it. This is Princess Julia. Do you guys know each other?
Yeah, we've met a few times. Yeah, lovely to see you, Amanda.
Where have you met?
Yeah, I think you came to one of my shows.
Yeah, in more recent times, I came to one of your shows up at the Troxy, actually, with Amy Phillips.
We had dinner, too, with Amy.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But I think I first became aware of you probably in Wigstock times, like early 90s.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm friends with Lady Bunny and everyone. So I used to go back and forth to New York quite a lot at that time. So I think our paths crossed, yeah.
So wait, this sounds quite apt because, Amanda, obviously, welcome to our boudoir. And also, you just said Princess Julia about Wigstock, right?
Right.
Like, so for slightly younger club kids like myself, please explain to me like what parties like Wigstock are. And there was another one you mentioned, Bush.
Bushwig.
Bushwig.
Which is a more recent party.
Wigstock was really fabulous. It started small. I did go to the small one before it got really huge once. Like, and it was in Washington Square Park, I guess. That's the one in the East Village,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was there. It was really small and like more intimate, and it just grew really big and bigger and bigger and bigger. I think as RuPaul was getting more and more famous around that time, because I guess it was like early 90s, and it just got bigger and bigger. And then
yeah, and did you feel there was a shift in the scene then? Because obviously, like you're always such the main event.
I didn't really perform that much then. I think Billy Beyond and my friend Armin Ra, and we had like a band called Clouds that I performed only once. I was very nervous. I was like more shy, and just like people hired me more for my look, I guess. And I was more like a lamb, I guess, in the clouds, like at first. I didn't really start performing heavily until I met Caswell. And Caswell was really, really inspired. He was really talented, like, songwriter. And he was like a gay rapper, you know?
Oh, wow.
He was in, like, the Euroclash scene. Like, with the hipsters and everything. Like, very, very early 2000, I guess, and Larry T had kind of that scene, and he was like one of the first persons to do like a party in Brooklyn. Like, all the parties that I worked in were in Manhattan, but that party was in Brooklyn, and he had a lot of artists that he would produce and perform there, and they were all like that electro clash thing. I hope I'm saying the right the right name of it. But and Caswell was one of them. And at first he worked with I don't know, I forget her, I if they were a group or not, but it was like a lesbian rapper and he was a gay rapper, and they had like a band together.
Oh, cool. So there was this whole scene emerging from it.
He saw me partying like with David LaChapelle and Pamela Anderson and Jocelyn Wildenstein and Heatherette around then too. So like a lot of stuff was going on, and it was fun for him to watch, and he wrote that song.
And these songs, because you do, you rap essentially, you know, you kind of rap and then you break into song.
Well, all of them have raps almost, like all of them. Like Champagne has raps and then a song. And My Hair Is Fierce was like a really fast rap. That was like...
Oh yeah, I love that one.
How... It's so magical. So how did you feel the first time you kind of went, yeah, I can do this? I mean, for one, my question instantly goes, how did they respond to you in Russia? Because you're so mesmerizing and their culture there is so forward thinking and then also so sort of medieval in some places. Like
I actually got booked there like a really lot. Like I got there and they would have like billboards of me, like it was like Madonna or something. Like I was like really well received there, but then like something weird was happening with like gay bashing and things. Like I guess their Grindr was like they would like catfish people, and like they were like people like gay bashers that would like pretend to hook up with them and then beat them up and all that. So like around then I was like really scared to even go, and it was kind of sad because I would like a lot of the guys, like if they were lovers, they couldn't hold hands or be publicly boyfriends. Interesting enough, like I did a thing like in a mall, like with another trans woman that wrote music and things. She was in like a music scene too, but interesting, they were okay with trans people and lesbians, because I would see like lesbian couples and they were being left alone, and I said, that's like really weird, like why are they bothering gay men? Like if they're okay with trans, like I thought that trans is like worse. like here it's like the last people to get any respect or rights, you know, I think. Like,
yeah.
So it was really strange for me. Like, already, like, there were gay marriages and gay shows, and like, but there wasn't, you know, like, it seemed like the last one. But they were really bothered, like, had a hard time with gay men. But, and gay men would say, like, we have to move out of here. We can't show any affections. And a lot of them were moving to, Canada or New York, like the big cities, they wanted to get out. So a lot of them were planning or moving or planning on moving. And then I didn't get booked anywhere there, so I haven't been there since then.
Right. Okay. You seem like a very honest and quite shy person. You know, You're one classy girl and a woman, should I say. And when did you first go, I want to get on stage, I'm going to do that? You know, obviously it sounds like people were
I'm more of a passive person. I mean, that's why it works so well with David LaChapelle. I would do like the pink lips. I would do anything, you know, like, because I was like more passive. So like Caswell was more like David LaChapelle in the sense he was like more aggressive, so it worked. Like he would say, you're gonna do this and you're gonna do this right and blah, 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 blah. It was like more dominant or something. So that's why it worked. And that's why like the pictures with David were really good, because I am really shy and more of a soft type person. And I didn't know how I was gonna be able to perform them, because I move really slow. Like everything is really slow about me. Like I wear really high heels and a lot of makeup. I'm very prissy, and I think that's why Michael Alec hired me in the beginning, because I was like very, very prissy girl. And in the midst of like all the messy club kids are doing drugs and doing that, there was this girl that was like moved really slow and was really prissy and, and like had like 5-inch heels and like the whole like impossible things, you know.
But that's such a beautiful part of your act.
Even when Limelight closed, I worked as a lap dancer, and a lot of the guys the guys would get turned on because I move so slow.
Okay.
So they would like say, "Oh, I love you because you walk so slow." it was interesting to do like these really fast raps and stuff. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna like, and my hair is fierce. It's like, I had motor mouthing. So it was like really hard to learn it, but I got used to it and was able to do it. But it was a lot of practice. Mm.
No, it's stunning. And I'm so glad you did, because when you do get on stage, like there's this, you know, you're rapping and you're the Marilyn of the club kids. You're very much in your own right. Amanda Lepore is such an enigma here in London. And you know, when we see you, you're so beautifully unapproachable. And when I see you on stage and you do move slow, but you do move so, like, you seduce the room. I just feel like it's watching an icon at work. Thank you so much. What was the first night? Can you remember the first night that you did it and thought, I am going to do this forever?
Caswell wrote Champagne. He said, I want to really gag people. I want it to be like really good. And so he would make me rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. And then when like I finally did it, I think I did it like at a club that I worked at, Plaid, I guess. Like, but people were really surprised. It was actually really good, you know.
So Amanda, you definitely, you've not been sitting at home watching TV tonight. I don't think a girl like you does that. So it's like 4 a.m. in New York right now. I mean, if I came home looking like that, I'm winning at life. Where have you been tonight? What's your evening been like? Tell us about it.
Tonight I was at Paul Stahl's. I made sure that I left at not too late, because I was aware that I had to do this, you know, so I wanted to get home and set up and...
And this is your job, right? You know, you're one of the original club kids. You really are truly amazing, but you're a deep professional as well. I'm quite interested to know what Amanda Lepore does on her nights off. You know, what do you go?
Well, I'm constantly making costumes of like things that I wear like to clubs or for performances. So like I do that like a lot in my spare time, and I like to do chill things. I like to go to yoga or gym with friends and shop. Like, I mean, it's kind of like a club kids. I mean, Julia must know, like, and people that work in clubs, that you're always like kind of shopping for things that you need, you know.
All the time. Well, actually, Jamie's quite a clubber.
I guess before, like, ordering things online, like, now it's, like, a little bit easy because you can be really specific and order things online. So I, like, shop online, and it's so much easier because it used to be so... That, like, a long time ago, like, in the 90s, definitely, like, you had to, like, shop and, like, look for things that you were, like, imagining. So it was, like, really kind of crazy even to just, like, make the things. It was like a whole mission of finding things, and you know.
Wait, you don't wake up like that?
Like this? I'm very recognizable. Like I'll go out with no makeup, sometimes just lipstick and things, and people recognize me. So I kind of wake up like this, but like the hair definitely is not.
You do. I think you do. Definitely. The hair.
But actually, I use like this Lady Gaga lipstick that from House Labs, and she came out with like a liquid lipstick that doesn't move, and it doesn't move. And actually, I had a lover the other day, and I looked like this when he left, and we were very busy. So actually it's possible.
And it really doesn't move.
It doesn't move. It's great for sets, but it's kind of uncomfortable. Like, I don't like to wear it like at a night out. But if you're gonna make out with somebody or something, and like it's really incredible because it just stays perfect.
Oh, that's just a must have. I'm getting that in. I'm getting that in on my Christmas list.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Amanda, where are the best places in New York right now? Because obviously there's been a whole city of lockdown and pandemic and all that boring, horrible stuff right there. Now we're back into socialising and nightlife and living our best lives. Where would you advise anybody in New York, club kid or not, you know, a newbie or an oldie, where's your favourite place to go? Or where are you really loving in New York right now? What's the scene in
New
York?
Well, On Top is still incredible. I mean, it's going for over 10 years, I think. And like it actually got stronger, like after the pandemic, new crops of people dressing up and everything. Like there's younger and younger people. Like there's always like new people that I'm meeting. You know, it got like really strong. And I love the Lady Fag parties, like the Battle Hymn parties are great. It's like more, it's more of like a circuit party. Her parties are really crowded, like so crowded.
Right.
They're so polite, like to me. Like if they see me walking down like the hall or something, you know, where the passing the bathrooms or something, they'll all like make way. You know, you know, they're so polite and sweet. So she has like really like a good crowd,
yeah.
Good crowd like that, you know, very, very sweet people to be like that insane, you know, circuit type parties, you know, and the music is always incredible too.
The music, right. That was my next question. What the music, what are they playing there at these Lady Fag parties?
House and like really strong. I guess it's more like house,
bangers,
right?
Bangers.
Lady Fag kind of parties. Like it's more old school.
And another one that I really want to go to is Bushwig.
Bushwig was really fun. Actually, Suzanne, we performed there last year, and it was so fun. When I worked in Ibiza, they had girls working there and people working there that I saw in Ibiza. So it was like really interesting. Mm-hmm. It was almost like a European club that was here. And Lady Fag did a parties there as well, like, but sadly they're Italian, so they went to Italy for the summer and it's not happening till September.
Okay, it's coming back though.
It's coming back. So can we make that our greatest party ever in Italy? Because you spent a lot, you get booked for Italy, right? You go out there quite a bit.
Yes.
And how's that scene? Because I've partied quite a bit there. My parents live in Sicily and I absolutely love it. It's different.
Yeah, I worked at a party in Rome, and it was more like an upscale gay club. I worked at another one in Italy that I think was in Milan, maybe, and it was during Fashion Week, and it was more like On Top. It had a lot of club kids and dressed up. I loved it. It was like incredible. Mm. It was like right at home.
Was that plastic?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favourites too.
Yeah, it was really fun. I love that place.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Plastic.
I love you two together. This is like a dream of mine. Princess Julia and Amanda Lepore.
Amanda,
on the greatest night ever.
Greatest night ever. We both work in the club world and like all the nights are our greatest nights ever, to be fair, aren't they? Really? Every night is the most brilliant time ever.
I mean, my book party, when my book release party, was really fun. Like I was like overwhelmed because it was really packed, and two big friends of my muscle guys carried me out, and it was like really glamorous and really fun. You know, really mm-hmm. really fun. Definitely, David LaChapelle took me to. Well, I remember he used to like me to go out naked all the time. And I remember he took me to some bougie restaurant I remember, and he stole my dress. Like, he took my dress and he, I don't know what he did with it, but he like got rid of it. So I was like naked, and like they loved it, and they made a cake with big boobs and everything. And then after we went to Azadine Alaya's, it was like a retrospective thing, and he was there, and it was like one of the first times that I went out naked, I guess, and right. He disappeared with Naomi Campbell, and I was alone. and then like people were saying like, why are you naked? Why are you naked? And I just thought fast and like said like, oh, Azadine didn't give me a dress, so like I didn't want to like insult him, so I just went naked. You know, his stuff is body conscious, so like I wanted to show him that like I would look incredible in his dresses.
And that where did that take place? At Boom Boom, your book launch?
The
that
book
is.
Launch was at the Boom Boom Room.
And what's your book called, Amanda?
Doll Parts.
Doll Parts. Okay, great. That's on my list as well. Get my list of things. Amanda, we're going to wrap it up because we don't want to take too much time, because I know you've had a full night's work and you're looking incredible. I wish I looked like you when I stumbled in after work. Seriously, right? Like, effortlessly beautiful, absolutely mesmerizing. I just wanted to wrap it up by first saying, what are you manifesting right now? What do you want to see in the future for yourself, or simply, what do you want this weekend? What are you manifesting right now?
I don't know, just to be happy, you know, continue being happy and performing and just do what's ever asked of me.
Yeah, same actually. Mm. I feel I'm manifesting right now. I'm about to play a dominatrix vampire. So I'm manifesting how I can sort of, you know, grab people with their attention and be an honest character, but also sort of embrace my sort of, it's a brave thing to do, I think, be a dominatrix vampire and as an actor. So I'm
that's a fabulous manifest. Role that's a fabulous role,
right? Yeah. So I'm very excited about that.
It's not boring.
No, it ain't boring. We don't do boring, Amanda.
I want to go see it.
Yeah, please
yeah, I
do.
Go see it.
Please do. Julia, what are you manifesting right
well,
now?
Well, after talking to you, Amanda, and getting some of the glamour and the tinsel, hoping that it's going to fall onto me.
When I first moved to New York and left my husband, I was a dominatrix.
Oh, really?
I wasn't a vampire, but but I was a dominatrix.
Any tips on being a dominatrix and a nightcrawler?
I think it's all about being a dominatrix, not like a submissive.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Like, it's much better to be a dominatrix, you know, because it's so easy, because they kind of give you scripts and things. It's really like an actress, and because it's really far out, because like they're not really into regular sets, you know, they get off by weird things. I had clients like that would get off like at like. You would have to wear kind of like street clothes, and he got off on the time. Like, he would have to like talk about the time for like an hour, and he would get like more aroused, and he would just say, oh, do you know what time it is? I've been waiting for the bus. I would pretend that we were waiting for the bus, because like he wore like a trench coat and everything, like a businessman kind of thing. I would just say, oh, do you know what time it is? Like, I woke up 10 minutes late. My alarm didn't work. And like, I would like, just talk about this for an hour. So it was like really insane, kind of, you know, like to do that. But they would like get off on weird things, you know?
It's really the
fantasy. We are the weirdos, honey, aren't we? Amanda Lepore, we love you so much.
Love you
we're
too.
Huge fans here. Thank you so much. I'm sorry about the time difference, but we really appreciate you and we love you and we can't wait to see you in London, right?
Yeah, we can't wait to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Jamie Winstone's Greatest Night Ever has been delivered to you by Zap, the on-demand convenience delivery app.
My co-host and iconic sister-in-arms is Princess Julia. The series was created and produced by my partner in crime, Mr. Rupert Fowler. Our original artwork is by cartoon extraordinaire Jamie Hewlett. And our theme music is by the cosmically major Remy Mazette. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. I'm Jamie Winstone, and this has been My Greatest Night Ever.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.